Hello, everybody. We are the reality team. My name is Monique Souza.
My name is Tanea Thomas.
My name is Christian Lopez.
And my name is Lewis.
And my name is Jennifer Price.
And today we're going to talk about The Truman Show. So The Truman Show, the summary of The Truman Show basically is this man named Truman Burbank. He lives in this, well, like this utopian community where everything is nice and perfect, but what you don't know is that basically he's living on set. So ever since he was a child, he was born into this show called The Truman Show. And they've been recording his whole life from when he was born up until when he's an adult. And then finally, he becomes curious. He wants to travel the world. He wants to find out like what is beyond where he lives. So Jen, what did you find out about the actor and the director of The Truman Show?
So just a quick background information about the director and the actress. So Peter Weir is the director of The Truman Show, and he's an Australian film director most known for his leading figure in the Australian New Wave cinema movement. And he was both awarded for Best Film and Best Direction in Film. So Jim Carrey, starring as Truman Burbank, is a Canadian-American actor who's most known for his cheesy comedy.
All right, perfect. And then Christian, what did you think of the acting in The Truman Show?
I think it was perfect. There were times where I look a lot at acting when I'm watching a film, and they did a great job. I remember this scene where the wife, she started to realize that Truman was starting to realize it was a show, mm-hmm. and she got scared. So she was scared for her life.
Yeah.
And the way she was acting, it felt like she was really scared at this guy. And I feel like she did a great job.
You know, I remember he would get like really, really like angry and mad, and she would get nervous about everything.
Yeah, and she started.
She would try her best to calm him down.
Yeah.
But it never worked.
It never worked.
Yeah, and that was before the scene where he tried to run away, and then he timed everything.
Yeah.
Where he said, look, the cars, they're going to get jumped up, but I can't leave the city. And that's when she was, it was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Wait, Jim, I want to add on to Chris. Jim Carrey's an excellent actor. He's very good at displaying emotion,
mm-hmm.
especially when he was talking to his best friend, Marlon, how he was telling him that all these strange things were happening to him.
Yeah.
And Marlon told him that he was his best friend and that he would never ever lie to him.
Yeah.
And
you can see like Jim Carrey's expression, like tears. Yeah. He was like, eh.
And then I wanted to relate that to the question, like, to what extent do we, like Truman, live in a socially constructed world that limits our view of who we want to be? Because I ended up finding this article by Tom Trott. It was written in 2018 of November. And he talked about like catfishing. So basically all of his friends, his family, everyone that was part of his life were catfish. He got catfished his whole life. Besides, yeah. Remember that woman who wanted to like, what's it called? That woman like he actually like started to actually fall in love with and form feelings for.
Was it Sylvia?
That? And she kept trying to come in and warn Truman that like this is all an act. Like you're in a show. Like your whole life is basically a lie.
Yeah.
And then along with like his father, mm-hmm. how like he tried coming in on the set after he had died.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And to like almost like to say like you're living in a lie, like and you're stuck in it and you don't realize it.
Yeah, these were all attempts to make Truman realize that it was all a show.
Wait, to add on, Sylvia, that was the girl's
yeah,
name,
that
right?
Was
that
the
he
girl,
actually
yeah.
got a interest, love interest in?
Hmm?
That the girl, Sylvia, she was actually interested in Truman, right?
Yeah, those two were actually in love.
And yeah, she wanted to help him out.
She even created a protest to free Truman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. And then Tanea, what do you think of the genre of the film?
Sorry. It's okay. The film,
The genre.
It was almost kind of like a comedy, but at the same time, it wasn't, right?
Yeah, it was like a drama, too, because like his life was so dramatized.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think I've seen a movie like this.
like how they incorporated like a movie within a movie kind of.
That's
exactly a movie within like a TV show. Like you're watching a show, but it's a movie.
Yeah. When have you seen something like that? The closest thing to it. Have you ever?
No, I can't think of something like that.
And like
it was great.
Yeah, and it's crazy too because like from this movie being filmed in the late 90s, 2000s, like technology really wasn't like a thing yet. And then it was kind of like foreshadowing how like the future was going to be, like how like the media and everything basically is so involved, like we're so involved in the media, like our, like it's so important in our lives.
Like
so
we're living in a giant bubble.
Exactly, yeah. So I think media limits who we want to be because we want to like you see like those people on Instagram, like they post stuff like to make themselves look good, but like maybe it's all an act. Like they actually just want to create like a profile of like who they want to be, but they're not actually like that.
Yeah, that kind of discourages people too because then they start building up the idea that they can't become that successful.
Mm-hmm. And it lowers their self-esteem and stuff. Like, I read an article about that. And just to see, for them to think about it back then, in late 1990s.
Yeah, so it was ahead of its time.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Yeah. So then, Jen, what did you think about the theme of the film?
I think two themes that are like vigilant throughout the film is this idea of like at first Christoph has this idea of like a utopian society where everything possesses like good perfect qualities, and as like Truman gets to like his mid-30s and he starts becoming like conscious of the things that are around him, he starts questioning like maybe there's like this outside world which isn't just quite perfect. Mm-hmm. And in the search of this thing, he like starts searching and he discovered that there's in fact like a dystopian society, like not everything is actually perfect as they make him believe in the set.
Yeah, like Christoph, like the creator of the show, was basically, he was warning him. He was like, I don't want you to know about this world that we actually live in. That's why he put him in a world like that. So then do you think like, I'm like, this is not towards everyone. Like, do you think that like we are afraid to find out our actual purpose in life? Like, what's blocking? Like, do you think it's our
no,
fear?
No, the thing is that many people nowadays are jaded out, which means they're completely tired. They're not really motivating enough to find out what they're truly living for.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's true because he ended up like, I remember in the beginning of the film, like he was trying to piece together like pieces of a magazine and like a face of a woman to try to find out Sylvia, like where she was, because they took him away from her because his life is written out to say that he's supposed to marry this woman and so on and so forth. He's supposed to live this life.
Yeah.
So then he goes, his curiosity is what basically pushes him towards wanting to
like exploring.
To explore
because
everything.
Because he always
felt
that there was something more.
Yeah, he was like, I want to go to Fiji and this and that. And then obviously Christoph, he scars him from like the water, like boats. Remember he was him and his father go on a fishing trip one day.
Yeah.
And like there was a huge storm.
And it leads to his father's death.
It leads to his father's death.
Yeah.
But I guess they want him to be constricted. There are people out there, I guess, that want to like limit our curiosity of things, which is really harsh.
Yeah, that reminds me of the scene when I think Truman was in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
He stands up in front of the class and he states that he wants to be an explorer.
Yeah.
Oh,
but the teacher's like, no, like everything's already been covered.
Yeah. So they make him feel kind of like he's in the wrong for like wanting to be an explorer
everything
and all that.
He wants
So then now we're going to introduce a clip from one of the last scenes of the film. It's Christoph explaining to Truman everything that's been going on once he figures out how his life actually is.
It was nothing real. You were real. That's what made you so good to watch. Listen to me, Truman. There's no more truth out there than there is in the world I created for you. Same lies. The same deceit. But in my world, you have nothing to fear. I know you better than you know yourself.
I never had a camera in my head.
You're afraid. That's why you can't leave. It
It's okay, Julian. I understand. I have been watching you your whole life. I was watching when you were born. I was watching when you took your first step. I watched you on your first day of school. The episode when you lost your first tooth. You can't leave, Truman.
Please, God.
You belong here.
You can do it.
With me. Talk to me. Say something.
Say something, goddammit. You're on television. You're live to the whole world.
Okay, so Lewis, I wanted to know what you thought about, like, what did the film say about, like, the moment it was made? What did you think that represented at the time it was made?
I just want to say that the genius of the film lies in the fact that The Truman Show not only questions the morals of our society and media, but also forces a face-to-face encounter with the fundamentals of our own ethics. The media today basically rules everything society, and it has been expanded to have a influence on us and has greatly affected our values. And overall, The Truman Show questions these values of society and our disregard for privacy. As you can see throughout the film, Christoph stated that there are over 5,000 cameras on him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the sacrifice of morals for money, the paparazzi, our obsession with celebrities, lives, and the extent to which we will go for entertainment.
Yeah.
Like, everything that was shown in The Truman Show was for millions of people to enjoy, for millions of people to laugh at. You know?
Yeah. So you mainly focused on the fact, like, media has a big, a big influence on how, like...
Yeah, because media throughout the years has fed us many lies. And they try with cover-up stories and all that.
So obviously, we were born into an era where media was and social and like technology was, you know, becoming a big thing. But when we were born, do you think we had people or other things basically forming our whole lives for us? Like, you get what I'm saying?
As a little kid,
like as a child, like growing up.
I think we did. Like maybe until like you were 8 years old, your parents controlled literally every move you had.
Yeah.
So I feel like we went through this, but for us to be there at our 20s, I think that would be a problem.
Yeah.
But we definitely went through that, now that I think about it.
Jen, do you think technology has a big influence on how we live our lives and why we live the way we live our lives?
I think it does, because we see, like, oftentimes in society where, like, people post certain things or wear certain things because of... what is shown in society, or they post certain pictures because of how it is in society. So technology and has like a great influence on the things that we do and why we do it.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And then, Tanea, is there a certain scene in the movie that stood out to you that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I can't think of a certain scene, but like when you see Truman, like just living his life, like, mm-hmm. It just looks like they're trying to portray, like, the American dream. And, like, he's supposed to be, like, perfect. And, like, this is what, like, a perfect life is, when it's really not, because he's being, like, controlled.
Yeah, like, the opening scene, that's, like, exactly what I thought about.
And he does, like, the same thing every day.
He sees the same people every day, yeah, at the same exact time, all the time.
All the time.
And then you remember when, like, the light falls from, like, the sky or whatever, like, and then all of a sudden, like... they go on the radio and they're like, oh, it was just a little mishap. We don't know what it was.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because that's the people controlling, like, the whole show and everything. So
wait, there's actually a specific scene where he notices all of that, right?
He notices.
Where he's sitting with his wife in the car. And then he's like, oh, here comes a woman with flowers.
Yes, yeah, that too.
His car and all that stuff.
He's starting to realize literally everything is so constructed in the way.
Just like an ongoing pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, Lewis, what did you think about the music and the sound throughout? the film? Do you think that had an influence on how we view the film?
Yeah, definitely. The audio clip that was just played, with the scene of Truman finally realizing that everything was staged, it brought out the emotion, and you could really, it's as if the audience can feel what he was feeling at the moment, based on his facial expressions and the soundtrack used.
Yeah, and then I also, what I like thought, that, yeah, sorry, that, go ahead.
No, like the elevating of the volume.
Yeah.
As it increases throughout.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. Like when you see, when you start to notice like his anger, his frustration, like the music and everything and the sound, like it, everything builds up. So then your emotions build up with him because obviously like it's not a normal thing.
Yeah.
To be living like that. So you feel his anger and frustration and like the music and the sound like really brings that out. And then last but not least, Chris, did you find any like reviews or reports about the film?
I did. I want to speak about two reviews I saw that were pretty interesting, and you guys could tell me what you guys think about it. So one person said, "Is one of the unsung heroes of the modern cinema. It provoked the thoughts of viewers, and it takes you down to a mental path that makes you question your reality itself." And just finished watching it. When I was done with it, it really made me question, like, there could be a possibility somebody's controlling us for us to be in this very room.
Yeah.
All of us. Scary. Like, there's a chance. We might not know it. Like, that show just makes you, I mean, the movie makes you think maybe this is a camera that's staring at you. And then the people are laughing outside of this bubble that we're in. So that's what that review made me think about. I don't know what you guys think.
Like, what if, like, it's not just a camera? Like, what if it's just the people in our lives just controlling how we are?
Like
everybody in this room?
Yeah, it could be everybody in this room, like professors, family, friends.
Yeah, the film makes, like, the cast, who is your family, quote unquote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're just working. They're cast. You guys could be cast members acting like I'm in a real.
Yeah.
So that's what it makes you question all of this stuff. Like, it was amazing. The second review, it's a short one. It says, "Wow, what a thought-provoking movie and brilliant acting by Jim Carrey." Back to acting, he did a great job. I seen, correct me if I'm wrong, but did he do the Green Mask?
The Mask?
Yeah, yeah, so we were just talking about amazing. That before.
Yeah, he. I saw that when I was living in Ecuador. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched it in Spanish, and I will never forget his face. So I knew who that person was. And by seeing, like, the cover of the film, I knew it was going to be good because of him. So going to acting, he's a great actor. Yeah. I love his acting.
Yeah, what is everyone else's opinion about Jim Carrey? This movie is very different, I feel like, from his other movies because he's into, like, what you said before. He's into what Jen said before, sorry. He does, like, you know, the comedy, like, the really just, mm-hmm. like, cheesy kind of comedy. Yeah, yeah. And
like
then
Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, like Dumb and Dumber. And then you see him in a movie like this where he is...
He's being played.
Like, it's a whole movie about, like, your life and, like, reality.
Yeah, they're playing him bad.
So what did you guys think about, like, the different, just, like, the different types of movies, like, that he plays in? Do you think this, like, was his best role?
Personally, I would say yes. Tanae, how about you? What do you think? Have you seen any other movies?
Yeah, I have seen The Mask. Mm-hmm. I liked that one because it was, like, really funny.
Yeah.
And, like, this one, it was a step further for his, like, acting career because you can see that he can do more emotions and just, you know, be a comedian and make people laugh.
Yeah.
Like, you felt like you sympathized with him when you saw him, like, feel bad and stuff.
Yeah. I agree.
He's like a chameleon. He could just adapt.
All right, so are there any last comments or any ideas that we want to put in?
Oh, I think one last thing. I want to go around the room, and out of 10, what would you give it? I give it a 9.5.
I give it a 10.
10?
10.
Give it a 9.
I give it about a 9, too.
I give it a 9.
Great.
All right, awesome.
Great movie.
All right, well, thank you so much for listening.